A federal judge has refused to delay Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh's execution. Lawyers for McVeigh had charged the FBI committed fraud upon the court by withholding thousands of pages of case evidence. Defense lawyers asked U.S. District Judge Richard Mache for more time to investigate. The judge rejected defense theories, saying there was no plausible argument that McVeigh was not guilty. From Denver, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Timothy McVeigh's lawyers had one hope, and it was thin. They had to convince the judge that the FBI had committed legal fraud, that even though their client was admittedly guilty, he should be granted a stay of execution while his defense team investigated reports of other conspirators. Time and again, McVeigh's lawyers came back to the fact that the FBI had not turned over everything and suggested that the Bureau was still hiding critical evidence. They predicted that not granting a stay of execution would communicate to the government that it could hide whatever evidence it wanted without regard to the truth or the consequences. McVeigh's attorney, Robert Nye, said, 18 days before execution is not time enough for the defense to conduct a proper investigation. It wasn't about McVeigh. The bottom line is, if McVeigh is allowed to be executed, the integrity of the process will have been destroyed, Nye insisted. But it was clear from early in the hearing that Judge Richard Mache was skeptical. On the issue of the FBI perpetrating a fraud upon the court, Mache said, "You have to show a scheme to prove fraud. Who had the intent to defraud here? Some agents? Be more specific. Do you have any witnesses?" Mache asked. Slowly, the judge's questions backed defense lawyers into a corner. Isn't it safe to infer that if there was this invidious plot by the FBI, then they wouldn't have come forward just 8 days before McVeigh was to be executed? Mache asked. The best McVeigh's lawyers could do was to say they hoped to uncover evidence of such a scheme if they were given more time. And hope was about all the defense lawyers had to hang their hat on when it came to the actual content of the 4,000 pages of evidence. The documents were mostly leads regarding other possible conspirators. The government maintained in its argument that this was in fact the key consideration for the court, that there was nothing in those lead sheets that either exonerated McVeigh or that his lawyers hadn't already seen in some other document. Lawyers for the defense were left arguing hypotheticals about the issue of blame. Maybe they would be able to uncover something that would show other conspirators were also involved. But the judge reminded the defense that there was a big difference between additional conspirators and alternative conspirators, implying that the defense's theories could not affect the mountain of evidence regarding their client's guilt. "What's the argument that would be made to the jury?" Mache asked. In the end, the judge must have seemed to defense lawyers like a Mack truck picking up steam to flatten their client and his hopes for a stay. Mache told the court that at the time he had refrained from commenting about Timothy McVeigh's trial, constrained by the upcoming case of Terry Nichols. But yesterday, Mache took the opportunity to unburden himself. "I can say now that for anyone who heard and saw the evidence, there can be no doubt that on April 19, 1995, Timothy McVeigh parked a Ryder truck in front of the Alfred P. Murrah building, that the truck was packed with explosives, and that Timothy McVeigh ignited fuses and walked away. Whatever may in time be disclosed about the possible involvement of others in this bombing, it will not change the fact that Timothy McVeigh was the instrument of death and destruction. I can find no good reason to delay his execution." Outside, McVeigh's lawyers tried to present a brave face.
"Of course, we are extremely disappointed in the court's ruling today. We will file on Mr. McVeigh's behalf an appeal to the United States Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit, and it is to that issue that we must turn our immediate attention."
But for government prosecutors, it was joyful relief. The arrest and conviction of Timothy McVeigh had been one of the FBI's and Justice Department's proudest achievements during a decade beset with disaster. The FBI's blunder had turned it into ashes. Now, with one bold stroke, Judge Mache had returned them their victory. Sean Connolly, who argued the government's case, could not contain his satisfaction.
"We're pleased with the court's ruling denying a stay of execution. Judge Mache's ruling was a powerful and eloquent statement, not only about the law associated with this case, but about the tremendous harm and devastation caused by Timothy McVeigh.
Today, Timothy McVeigh's defense team will take its case to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, a court that has never overturned any of Mache's rulings in this case. Then, if necessary, they may appeal to the Supreme Court. But with his execution scheduled for Monday morning, Timothy McVeigh's time is running out. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Denver.